Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for July 2nd, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall, and this is episode 100, so thanks to everyone who has tuned in to 9 to 5 Google Daily so far. First up today, and only today, we have Android P Developer Preview 4, which is rolling out to the Google Pixel and Google Pixel 2. According to Android Engineering VP Dave Burke, Developer Preview 4, also known as Beta 3 for those who are testing it publicly, is, quote, very close to what you'll see in the final version of Android P due later this summer. Officially, Android P Beta 3 includes the latest bug fixes and optimizations for stability and polish, together with the July 2018 security updates, which also rolled out today. On the user-facing side of things, there are a few changes that are notable. First up, you can now manually change the system theme, choosing either a dark or a light color. Before now, you would have to change the wallpaper to basically trigger the system theme to change colors. It changed colors depending on whether the wallpaper you choose was dark or light. And now you can manually change that yourself. And also today, the icon system wide are now more in line with the Google Material theme, so you'll notice that they are a bit more bold, and they do line up better with some of the designs we've been seeing throughout Google's apps. And finally, the gesture navigation is getting some minor tweaks today. Perhaps most notable is that Google removed the previous system of dragging the pill left or right to multitask, and that has basically been replaced with a scrubber of sorts, and in my opinion, it's a lot smoother. You can read all the details on that over at 9to5Google. For one reminder also, R. Abnerly wrote today that digital well-being, which is a suite of features that Google announced at I.O. that basically help you use your phone less, we just wanted to remind you that those are not coming with an Android P developer preview, or most likely not coming with an Android P developer preview, but they are coming later this fall, and Google said at I.O. they're starting with the Google Pixel. So if you had hopes of seeing those features before the official release of Android P, you probably won't, and you may not even see it with the official release of Android P because they perhaps may be official or they may be exclusive to the Google Pixel 3 or Pixel 2 and 3 for a time being. We're not sure. And if you want to learn how to install Android P Developer Preview 4 for yourself, you can head over to 9to5Google to learn how to sideload the OTA or manually install it fresh on your Google Pixel, Pixel XL, Pixel 2, or Pixel 2 XL. You can read all these stories and much more at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. Thank you for tuning in for 100 episodes, and be sure to tune in to our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.